Again, a little bit the structure. Paraphrase here, we start out with the centrality of Hevel Pian Shel Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, Inolo Miskayim Ela Behevel Pian Shel Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, and it's very much a zero-sum game insofar as if individuals in the city don't take it upon themselves to establish a framework for chinuch, then macharimim es anshei ha'ir, and then macharim es ha'ir, which is really macharivin es ha'ir, and in the valley, Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, Labinim Beis HaMikdash Bovad. So right, the centrality of it, and as we noted yesterday, I think Halacha Aleph plays into Halacha Hey, as we learned it yesterday, insofar as the Rambam says, B'chom Dina B'dina B'chol Pelech B'chelech B'chol Ir V'ir, the Rambam doesn't say it's a minimum amount, it just has to be there as soon as one has an ear. And there's apparently no minimum shear, and this is contra the Rush and the Balei HaTosos who read the Gemara, I think Kipshuto is saying, okay, 25 is a Sach Mikrei D'Ratki. That is to say, that's when you have to engage one. They coerce the townspeople to engage one. And then, again, until 40, he can manage it. Then he needs an assistant teacher. And already with 50, you have to split it into two different groups. And again, the town would have to fund, presumably, two Malamde Tinokos. Then the Rambam moved on from there. Again, after the first two halachos establishing the centrality of it all, the Rambam moved on to discuss the gravity of the process. Aros Amalachas Hashem Remia, somebody who would leave, and even if he's there, but he's not engaging in Talmud Torah, or somebody who's engaging in Talmud Torah, but not, b'mlo kocho. That's also a form of Aros Amalachas Hashem Remia. Then Halacha Dalad, we spoke about the fact that, even the importance notwithstanding, so teaching Torah isn't just about Lomud Olamid, but it's Lishmor Lasos L'Kayim, and that's why you have a sensitivity to Isser Yichud, which would be even more impressive, the more that you think that Isser Yichud isn't a straight din d'oraisa. The Rambam says, L'madnu midivrei Kabbalah, it's a big discussion in the Rambam, but be that as it may, is that we have to avoid situations that would compromise, the broader message of Torah. And then we said the Rambam is a particular machmir on class sizes. The Rambam assumes that you can have a maximum of 25, instead of saying 25 is the amount at which the townspeople can coerce one another to engage in Malamei Tinokos. The Rambam says that's really the maximum amount that anybody can handle on his own. At that point, you need to bring in an assistant, and at 40, that would be the maximum that one teacher and an assistant could handle. At that point, one would have to split the Talmidim into two different groups. Ad Arbayim Moshibini Mo'achra L'Sayu B'Limudam Hayu Yosra L'Arbayim Amidim Lahem Shnei Malamdei Tinokos. And admittedly, the Rambam has a very difficult reading, the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph, where it says Chamishim, and yet the Rambam, conceptually speaking, was so motivated in terms of being a machmir as far as class size was concerned that perhaps he was willing in this case to sacrifice the simple reading of the Gemara. Halacha Vav. Malichan Esakatim Mimlamid Lamlamid Achar Shehu Mimlamid Achar, Shehu Mari Menu Ben Bemikra Ben Bedikduk. So, in terms of the progress of the katan, the Rambam says one can be molech the katan from lamed to lamed, presuming that one is able to thereby advance the katan in terms of his education, presumably the second malamed, who is mar menu bein b'mikra bein b'dikduk. Remember, that's the dialectic we keep on coming back to, where the Gemara presents them as opposing skills, garis v'diek. Garis is erudition more generally. Diek is his capacity to really be on top of the Talmidim. Remember, that was a kind of a machlokas that we saw between Rava and Rav Dimi. So the Rambam is not willing to choose. It's just striking. Throughout this entire perek, remember when the Rambam said, Mamidim Bal Yira, Mahir Likro Suladaktik. The Rambam is just consistently unwilling to choose. You need general erudition, and you need a very aggressive and assertive Malamid. Bain Bimikra, Bain Bibdiktik. Bamedvar Mamurim Sheyushneim Birachas, Sulayanar Mafsik Bineim. Aval Meir Leir, Omitsadanar Letzido, in other words, to ford a river or to leave the municipality altogether, Afilu Ba'osa Ir, in other words, even if the river is within the city, like, Shushan and Shushan Habira, Ein Malichan Esakatan Im Kenel Hayat Binyan Bari Al Gabi Anar Binyan Shein Oroi Lipo Bimehera. So the Rambam says something which seems a little strange at first. The Rambam says, okay, this is only true, within a city, but to take him from city to city, Ein Malichan Esakatan Ella Im Kenel Hayat Binyan Bari Al Gabi Anar Binyan Shein Oroi Lipo Bimehera. You can only do this if there's like a safe way across the river that divides two parts of the city. Well, so you're thinking to yourself, well, isn't that at some level completely obvious? Like, Yeah, you know, if you're going to risk the drowning of the child, I guess, you know, keep him in the school that he's in. You know, we live in a culture where people will switch schools for relatively minor reasons, right? So here the Rambam is saying is, you know, if you're prepared to take him to the next Rebbe, but it's going to mean risking his life that he might drown in the river, then it's not advisable. As the Gemara would say, pshita. But maybe it's not so pshita. Maybe the Rambam has to tell us this. This is a remarkable thing. Because the gravity of Talmud Torah, Ein Olam Yizkayim, Ela Behevel Pi Anshel Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, maybe it begins to develop a Hava Amina that, you know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and we're going to say that, you know, the significance of advancing this particular katan in terms of his Talmud Torah is so important, is so profound a value that, I don't know, maybe you'd be willing to, you know, take a risk and say, well, we need to, this is literally Keim Chayinu Verech Yameinu. Maybe this is really, you know, a situation where you'd have to engender a certain amount of safek nefashos. So the Rambam says that's not the case. So again, the fact that the Rambam has to emphasize when it's an intercity journey or that it's an intra-city journey, but there could be something dangerous about it, that one doesn't do it, you know, one keeps the katan where he is, even though he's ready to move on to a higher level shir, tells you that, you know, perhaps in any situation which is not life-threatening, then it's absolutely the right thing to do. And that's not an educational vogue today because of social considerations, and Mr. Strassman can obviously speak to that very profoundly from professional experience. But what, I just want everybody to impress by this, be very impressed by this Rambam and this formulation that, you know, if it wasn't a question of sakanas nefashos, then, you know, there'd be nothing to stop you in terms of being molechem e'ir le'ir and be molechem within the city, even across a nahar that would engender a certain degree of risk to the individual involved. Pick it up there tomorrow.